listening to Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV. We have a fantastic show for you. We're doing it the easy way, baby, and we're giving you the easy way to success. Are you ready to ride with your host, Eric Zuli? Check out his blog at HollywoodGetGuy.com and follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. Here he is, the hardest working man in Hollywood, Eric E.Z. Zuli.
Yes, sir. WTV Networks, featured on Blog Talk Radio. Man, we want to shout out Blog Talk Radio. I saw Easy Way Broadcasting all over their homepage, and our wonderful guest IM5 all over the homepage, and so they've been giving us a lot of love. So shout outs to Blog Talk Radio. Make sure you follow them. So this is a show. It's called Easy Talk, guys, and Easy Talk is about life, success, struggles, advice, the easy way. I'm a guy in Hollywood. You can check me out at HollywoodItGuy.com. That's my blog. I'm like the Where's Waldo Hollywood. I give you like the underground of Hollywood and kick it with a lot of celebrities and producers, and just I have a show called The Easy Show, letter E, letter Z, TheEasyShow.com that you can just, I don't know, you just don't get it anywhere else, what I get. And I've been doing a show for a while. I'm a producer and a branding expert. I do a lot of stuff on social media. And now I have a show every Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it's called Easy Talk. And we also have a lot of other celebrity shows. We have a show on Tuesday, Maurice Egger, Sports and Music. He's a former NBA star, talks to NBA stars, NFL stars, and gives opportunities to artists, which is pretty cool. And then Wednesday we have an awesome show, and Thursday we have an awesome show, a Latino show, Jackie's Vida Loca, and Friday we have this really cool show called Easy Talk. Oh, wait, yeah, that's my show. And then Saturday we have Shane Sparks, Emmy-nominated dance choreographer. He was choreographer for You Got Served, the movie, and he was a judge on So You Think You Can Dance, America's Best Dance Crew, and he really talks to you personally and really gives you all the dance tips, dance advice. And he's actually the reason I met our wonderful guest that we're going to have today, IM5, which is really just the next poppin' huge boy band. And then Sunday we have a charity financial show, really raises awareness for charities, called the Rosman Experience. So make sure you check that out. So, yeah, we're having fun, guys. And, yeah, I got to tell you, if you're listening to this show, please, and you're an Easy Way supporter, please follow your dreams and don't ever let it go. I don't care who tells you any negativity or any of that stuff. Just keep on keeping on and keeping on. And if you really get to that point where it's like, oh, I got to give up, you know, just talk to God. And really just he'll keep you strong. And I've been at this game, guys. I've been at this for almost 10 years now, and things are really starting to come together now. And you know, we have a really awesome meeting up in Hollywood in Beverly Hills tonight, and have another meeting about 2 hours before that. And just the situations and stuff. And if you want to follow my life the easy way, you can go to Facebook. You can go to Hollywood It Guy. Eric Zuli fans, you can go to Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y on Twitter. You can go to TheEasyShow.com, and this is powered by our network, WTVNetworks.com or TheWTV.com. And you'll see a lot of cool entertainment, sports, music, entertainment, fashion. I said entertainment twice. Fashion, general news. I mean, we just really just constantly pump out info. And if you're looking to sponsor and advertise and you want to get your stuff out there, you can contact us at info@easywaybroadcasting.com. Yes, easywaybroadcasting.com. So this is a show called Easy Talk, and we're going to be talking to our wonderful guests. Now, these guys, man, these are age 15 all the way to 17. They're called IM5 Band. And they are popping, man. They are really making it happen. IM5 Band, they just did a really awesome music video with Bella Thorne from Shake It Up Chicago on the Disney Channel. You guys know who she is. You know, it's called Can't Stay Away. And Entertainment Tonight put that out 9 a.m. today. It was officially, exclusively released on Entertainment Tonight. And 4 hours later, now they're on Easy Talk, on my show, on Easy Way Broadcasting. They also came out and they supported our launch for Easy Way Broadcasting. And you guys can check out all the pictures. I don't know if we've posted everything yet, but you can check out the pictures on the HollywoodItGuy.com and our Facebook page. And just follow. You'll see a lot of cool stuff. And, man, we had a great, great turnout. So shout-outs to IM5 for supporting us with that. And they're really popping, man. So I'm proud and congratulating them. And shout-out to my man Shane Sparks for inviting us to he actually invited us to meet Ochoa Boys, which is also another kind of Disney group. One of the kids on there is actually on Disney's XD Pair of Kings. And I don't know, I saw these kids up on stage, and they had, like, thousands of fans. It was ridiculous. And they were just amazing at what they did. They were like another NSYNC, another just like a younger, awesome boy band. And they are just like really making it happen. And you guys can check them out at IM5band.com. And basically, they're just making a lot of things happen. They've done music with, what's his name, Tyler James Williams from Shine the Light, it's a really big Disney movie. He was also the star of Everybody Hates Chris. I had all this stuff in my head. I can't remember now. But it's an awesome movie, and they're really making some moves. They've performed, and they've like done stuff with Backstreet Boys. They've actually performed right in front of the Jacksons. So this is a really cool group. We're excited to interview them and talk to them. And you know, we're going to do a twist, too. We're going to do something different than what a lot of people do when they're in their interviews. And we have so much stuff coming up. I got my reality show coming up. I got a lot of cool stuff. We got the Hatline. My Hatline, I want to talk about that. My Hatline, you can go to ScreamFamousClothing.com. ScreamFamous Clothing, 7712 Melrose Avenue. And we're going to be doing the Easy Way hats. If you like to rock those fedoras, they work for girls, they work for guys, the Easy Way hats. And they're going to be sold in about next month or so. We'll be ready to do that so you guys can get an Easy Way hat. And we're going to be doing some giveaways too, guys. So if you're listening, I know all those fivers out there, they're like, oh, they're shaking right now. IM5, the callers that call in, 914-338-1303, the first lucky five callers are actually going to get autographed pictures from IM5. They're going to get glow-in-the-dark wristbands or, like, lighting. They light up when you're at the concerts. You can see that you're a fiver. And also stickers and stuff. And they're going to be signed by IM5. So that's a compliments of Easy Way Broadcasting, of Easy Talk. And you guys can follow the station if you want to follow the shows. You like it. You enjoy what you're hearing and how we roll and how we do it the Easy Way. You can follow the station, and you go to Easy Way Broadcast, letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Broadcast. So, yeah, that's what we do, guys. So, without further ado, we're going to go ahead and bring in our wonderful guest, guys. This is the new pop boy band superstars that were just on TMZ and released on their new music video with Bella Thorne called Can't Stay Away. It was just released on Entertainment Tonight at 9 in the morning this morning. And so we're going to bring them in.
Today on Easy Way Broadcasting, Eric Zulli is going to answer the question, what do Simon Fuller, Jamie King, and Perez Hilton have in common? You guessed it, it's IM5. We are pleased to present on Easy Way Broadcasting, on Easy Talk, Dalton, Cole, Dana, Gabe, and Will. You got it. That's IM5. They're here today. They're going to talk to all their fans and answer all our questions. Welcome, IM5.
Hey, what's up? You guys there?
Yes. Yeah, we're here.
Hey, so first of all, thank you so much, guys, for being on the show today. And we had fun at my launch party, man. The pictures and the paparazzi, the press were going nuts.
Yeah, that was sick. Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for coming out and supporting, guys. So, I want to start, and the first question I want to talk to you guys about, and I want to direct this towards each and every band member, Gabe, Cole, Dalton, Will, and Dana. I want to kind of do something a little different. I want to twist this up a little bit. I want to kind of put you guys in the fans' shoes, and back in the day when you were coming up, we're going to do some shout-outs to some of the celebrities and the people that you guys were looking to. And I want to ask you, who are the people that you guys – like? And let's start out with Gabe answering this question. Who are the people that you guys, admire and you follow in the music industry, the dance industry? Like, talk to us a little bit about that come-up in the beginning.
I mean, as music-wise, you know, I used to look up to, like... I'm gay, by the way. And like, in music-wise, I used to look up to, like, Michael Jackson, NSYNC, Justin Timberlake, Chris Brown, Usher, you know, I just look... Enrique Iglesias, I mean, all those people, and I used to look up to them and listen to their music, and that influenced me to be where I am today.
Definitely. What about dance?
Dance-wise, I feel like, actually... One of the guys that was at your launch party, Shane Sparks, I think I used to take a lot of classes with him back in Miami when he was on Pulse, and then here in L.A. when I moved out here. I think he was a big influence, and, like, Brian Freeman, and just a lot of people were big influences to me in the dance world, and I'm thankful for them.
Awesome. Well, we're going to have to get you on his show on Saturdays. Okay, and Cole,
thanks,
same question to you.
Who's that?
Yeah, this is cool. Yeah, my big musical inspiration, and I said it's all time, but it's Justin Timberlake. I just, ever since he was in NSYNC, I followed NSYNC, and then when he went on a solo career, just everything about his, work method and everything. He's a hard worker, and he's inspired me to, you know, pursue singing and even acting when he started acting later on. So, you know, Justin, and I'm so happy he's coming back. So, yeah, Justin Timberlake's my big influence.
That was one of my influences when I was growing up, too. Okay, Dalton, same question to you.
Okay, well, I would probably say Green Day to, I don't know, Led Zeppelin, Queen, Marilyn Manson. Things like that. David Bowie a lot, and I'm glad that he is attempting a comeback as well. But, you know, people like that, very not just rock, classic rock and stuff like that,
we know now. And what about the dance, too? I definitely, because I know you got your group is, I think really what makes you guys unique is the fact that you, I mean, how many hours and how much time do you put in the rehearsals? Because you guys are younger. You're from like 15 to about 17, but you're really on point and you're on sync when you're performing.
Well, I did the dance before I got into this group. I didn't really like watch any like videos of people dancing or anything like that. So I didn't really have anyone to look up to in the dance thing. Except for Dana. But, you know, we would work like 10 hours a day to get my, you know, dancing to be better. Because, let's face it, I did not dance well when I joined this group. But, yeah, I didn't really have anyone, you know, that I looked up to in the beginning.
Okay, and but that's all right, man. And now you're good at it, and maybe you should hit up Shane Sparks. He can give you a couple tips. Dana, same question to you. Going back to when you were starting, and you know who you were looking up to, your inspirations, both music and dance.
Well, with music, I would say Chris Brown is a big one. Michael Jackson. Me and my dad actually listened to a lot of Jill Scott. So she always had like cool instruments, and she really incorporated a band, even though she did R&B music. And then with dance and everything, it really started out with Harry Shum Jr. He's a dancer and choreographer, and Chuck Maldonado. Those two choreographers really like got me into dance, and especially when I came out to LA, as well as Marty Kadelka. He really helped me, and those are my big three that helped me with dance. So yeah.
And what about music, singing and stuff?
Oh, no, like I said Chris Brown and Michael Jackson and Jill Scott as well.
Okay, gotcha. And Will, same question to you.
Yes. Well, I guess what really inspired me to get into singing was I listened to a lot of, like, old soul, like, Motown stuff, like Stevie Wonder and Marvin Gaye and Otis Redding. That's really what inspired me to become a singer. And dancing, yeah, I'd say, I mean, Michael Jackson is the king, so I'd say he really inspired me to actually start dancing, and yeah.
Yeah, I agree on Michael Jackson. When I was a kid and I was five years old, I did like a little camp thing, and that's kind of what got me in the industry. Okay, guys, so that's awesome. So now, did you ever, like 5 years ago, would you have ever imagined that you would have millions of screaming fans now, and you're getting broadcast, your music video is getting broadcasted with a big Disney star, and you're by Entertainment Tonight of all people, and you know, did you ever think that it was going to be like this?
Well, I think for all of us, I mean, that's a goal that we all had. We always wanted to just share our talents with everybody so that people could really watch it and hear it and appreciate it. And I think it's just a blessing that we have people that actually do support us and come out and, like you said, scream. And we're still, like, building our fan base and everything. So we're not near the peak of our career that we'd like to be yet. But it's we can definitely see where it's going, and hopefully everything goes good in the future.
And question, who was that that was just talking, Dana?
That was Dana, yeah.
See, I'm getting you guys now. I'm getting the voices. question to Cole. Being the Cole's the kind of the preppy, I call him the Saved by the Bell guy of the group.
yeah.
Question to Cole. So 5 years down the line, where do you guys want to see yourself, or where do you think you're gonna see yourself?
You know, 5 years down the line, we all shoot for, like, the highest goals we can. So, you know, we're hoping to, you know, just be worldwide and go on just these massive world tours, like Justin Bieber status, just to, you know, travel all over the world to meet our fans and, you know, just trying to reach our music all over the world.
And so what are you guys doing now as far as you're obviously with Perez Hilton, Jamie King, and Simon Fuller. You have amazing support. You know, what's up? Like, what tours are you guys hitting in any, you know, where can we expect to see you? And remember, this is Blog Talk Radio. It's featured, and people all over the world are listening to this. And it was featured on the homepage. So maybe we can get some people to some of your concerts.
Well, right now we are actually on the NRG tour, and we've done a couple shows already, and we're going to be hitting up a bunch of different cities like Chicago, Stamford, Connecticut, San Francisco, L.A., and Orlando, I think, and New York. Regarding other stuff, we might be actually going on a tour with Bella and Rashawn Fagan, both who are from Shake It Up.
Awesome.
And, yeah, that's about it as far as, like, upcoming performances and stuff. And then, you know, we're in the studio working on our album, and hopefully we'll have that out very soon.
And what about, I noticed you guys did a song with, is it Tyler James Williams or is it Williams James Tyler?
Tyler James Williams.
Yeah, Tyler James Williams. I know you guys did a song with Let It Shine. That was a big movie. And so that was you guys on that song, right, with him?
Yes. Well, funny story, like, we actually kind of got, I guess you could say got the part at the last minute. We were with these people that we know, they're called Rock Mafia, they're producers and songwriters, and we're just at the studio working, and they're like, hey, you guys might be good for this song. Let me call some people and see if you guys can get on it. So they called us back, we did, we recorded it, and I think it was a day or 2 days, and that's it. It was a great opportunity, and I think we got a lot more fans from that.
Awesome. So so because I know I asked you guys this at the broadcast launch, but can we go one by one, tell everybody's age? I want to really focus and show people how young you guys are and how talented you are.
Well, this is Will, and I'm 16. This is Dalton, and I am almost 17 in 5 days.
I'm Dave, and I'm 15.
I'm Cole, and I'm 16, about to turn 17.
I'm Gabe, and I'm 17, about to turn 18.
Gabe, okay. You always sound so inspired when you're interviewing with me.
Thanks, man.
I'm just kidding, man. By the way, I watched your guys' interviews on your website, and I saw a lot of, you know, how you guys were coming up, and it was a really unique story of how you guys kind of formed, and it was through an audition. But you guys kind of have a unique story as far as, you know, some played guitar, some people. Yeah, you all have kind of a unique story. Real briefly, kind of talk about each one of your stories, please, before you guys were IM5.
All right. Well, this is Dana. Before IM5, I was just out in L.A. just dancing. That's pretty much all I did. I just danced and did dance conventions, music videos, things like that. And that's really what my passion was at the time, was dance. And then later on I would go and be like, hey, maybe I can do this whole music singing thing. And I'm blessed that the opportunity came up to be in a band. And that's about it.
Yeah, this is Cole. And, you know, up until I was in eighth grade, I lived in Texas, went to normal school, played soccer my whole life. But it wasn't until middle school where I got into choir and kind of found a love for performing and stuff. So then I started doing, like, musical theater, and I just loved it even more. So I went to my parents and was like, you know, guys, I really think I want to pursue acting in the entertainment industry. And I have the blessing of having very supportive parents. So one summer they brought me out here, and one thing led to another. And then I got with I found the audition for the band, and I went to the callback for that. And then, you know, it's about 2.5 years later, and this is going on. So it's amazing.
Hey, what's up? This is Gabe. And I just started off, like, dancing when I was a little kid, and my mom, like, put me into dance classes because she thought I was good. And ever since then, I went from there to acting and then singing, and then I moved out to L.A., and I became a part of the boy band.
This is Will, and I've been doing music, like, pretty much my whole life. I started with musical theater and then moved to, I learned how to play the piano and started singing. And, yeah, I mean, just one day I just had an audition for this band, and, I mean, 2 years later, here we are.
I was in this one band, and then I quit the band, and then I auditioned for this band, and then I made it, and now I'm here.
That was Dalton.
sorry, and then, so this morning, I mean, like, you guys just did a music video called Can't Stay Away with Bella Thorne from Shake It Up on Disney Channel. And so talk to us about the relationship with Bella Thorne. How did Bella Thorne come into the picture? How did Disney, originally, how did that come into the picture? You guys seem to be affiliated with a lot of Disney people.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess the Bella thing came about. Perez, yeah. I introduced Perez to Bella at a, I don't even know where it was. Was that City Walk? And Perez was there, and I was hanging out with Bella and a bunch of friends, and I introduced them. And then Bella and Perez started talking on Twitter, and they were like, hey, you guys should do this. But Perez was like, you should do a song with boys. And she was like, okay, cool. And then we didn't know anything. And then one day Bella comes up to us, and she was like, have you guys heard the song yet? And then we were like, what? And she was like, the song we did together. And we were like, what are you talking about? Because we went in and recorded the song separately from her, so we thought it was just a song for us. But then she was on it, and we were like, oh, wow, okay, cool. So, I mean, we didn't really know, but I guess that's how it all happened.
That's cool. That's you know, and I noticed you guys were like in the video. You were flipping, doing backflips, and Dana seemed to be sliding under the flip. I mean, you guys. So talk to us about the choreography. You know, I mean, like with the video, because I encourage anybody that's listening to make sure that they go to Entertainment Tonight. Just look on Twitter, follow IM5 or myself, Eric Zuli. And you'll see a really amazing video. Let's talk about the video, you know, like talk to us about the video, the behind the scenes, how much work that went into it, and just give us as many details as you can.
Well, with the video, we shot it at a local high school here around in the LA area. And we got there pretty early in the morning, I would say around like 7:30 or something, and got ready, got clothes on, hair, whatever. And then it was just a really fun shoot the whole time. It was a bunch of kids. That were dancing in the video. If you watch it, you'll see that as well. And like you said, with the choreography, we really thank Navi Tabs, that's Napoleon and Tabitha. They did the choreography for the video, and they incorporated the flip and all the transitions between Bella and us. And that's pretty much about it. You guys have any things to add?
I think like the video is just a lot of energy. It's a lot of fun. It's just at a school, you know, being kids and, you know, just trying to keep it as young as possible and just as fun as we can. And I think we've accomplished that, and we're very happy with that. And we just wanted a lot of, like, poppy colors, and we did that. We each had our own separate color, and I think it was a fun video, and hopefully everybody liked it.
And by the way, Cole, Jake White says what's up.
Oh, cool. Tell him what you say, what's up.
Oh, yeah, tell him what's up.
He said he was pretty good friends with you, so I thought I'd throw that out there. Now, the broadcast launch that we did, how did you guys enjoy that? At Scream Famous Clothing, 7712 Melrose, I mean, you guys showed up and everybody went nuts. You know, we hung out with Shane Sparks and a lot of people. You know, like, how did you enjoy that?
Well, I mean, it was a lot of fun. I think it was just a nice, chill Saturday, and it was just a blast. We loved the clothing that they had, the store, and just, you know, it was just a lot of fun.
Celebrating, like, the easy way and your whole launch. It was great to be there and to support, and it was great to come out, take photos, do interviews with people, and we got to sing a little bit, and that's about it. It was great.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to ask you guys to do a little a sing theme song for the easy way at the end of the show, right?
Okay, sounds good. We'll work on that.
Now, I have a little snippet of the song Can't Stay Away, and with your guys' permission or your manager's permission, I wanted to play that to give the listeners an idea of what Can't Stay Away is, and then we can talk about where they can get it and how they can listen to it and what's going on.
Well, right now, I don't really know where they can get it. I don't know if it's out on iTunes, but like you said, it's on ET, like Entertainment Tonight. It's online, and then it should be playing tomorrow on the show towards the end tomorrow. So, but yeah, we're always performing it. We always perform it at our performances. We have one tomorrow at City Walk called the Infusion Lounge, and we'll be doing it there. So, if you guys live in the LA area, come out.
So as far as the LA area, because we do have a lot of LA fans, where are your shows in LA coming up? How many shows do you have in LA in the next, like, say, 6 months?
Yes.
Well, tomorrow we have that one at City Walk Infusion Lounge, and then that's like a Valentine's, like, bash. I think Ryan Beatty is performing. A lot of young artists are performing. And then on Tuesday we're performing at the Mint. It's near LAX. It's like Santa Monica. And it's like a club. It's called The Mint, and we rented that out for us. So we actually have a performance every first Tuesday of every month. So that's going to be February 3rd, I think, is when it is. Yeah, I mean, February 5th. And, yeah, we're just traveling a lot. So, I mean, we don't have that many in L.A.
Next weekend.
Yeah, but we're just traveling a lot. But really the L.A. ones are definitely tomorrow and The Mint.
Okay,
so,
and
yeah, you guys can look online and check it out.
And they can go to im5band.com for more info on that, and then they can also get all your social media from there, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so now Disney stars. You guys seem to be supported by Disney, and you've been on 4 or 5, I think, radio Disney opportunities. You've done a lot of things.
Yeah.
I mean, you performed with Bella at the VMA after party. You guys have performed with Backstreet Boys. What was it like performing in front of the Jacksons? You know, that was pretty cool.
We actually got to do that because of Dana. Dana knows their choreographer for their tour that they just did, and Dana was friends with him. So his name is Marty Kudelka, which is one of his idols, as he said. And he met the Jacksons. I mean, he introduced Dana to the Jacksons. Dana was like, hey, do you want to hear my band sing? So we went and sang for them, and I think it was just a dream come true and a blessing because we literally look up to them as a boy band. They were one of the first boy bands out there. So, yeah, we were so happy to see them like our music and like the way we sing and stuff like that and perform. Yeah, and we had meetings with them. So, I mean, it was just a good time.
And what about other Disney stars? I know you guys are very integrated with Disney. You're supported by Disney. Is there any other Disney stars we can expect to see you guys with?
I don't know, because, like, Disney, Radio Disney is a big supporter of us, and we, like, anything we do. But, yeah, shout out to Kelly over there at Disney. But, you know, yeah, we're not a Disney label, like, under Disney branch, but they do help support us, so we're very grateful for that. But, I mean, I don't know, the future, we don't really know what's going to go on with all that, so we'll just have to wait and see, I guess. And like we said, a tour possibly coming up later with Bella Thorne, Sean Fagan, and possibly some other boy bands too, so that should be a lot of fun. So, but I don't think we have any plans necessarily right now to have any other songs with any other Disney.
Is there any cool opportunities and things coming up for the fans that you want to talk about? I know we're going to talk about a couple of giveaways you might be doing on my show, but is there any products you want to talk? You know, anything that you guys have that you want the fans to know about that they can get?
Well,
fans, you should know that we have bracelets that we can sell. We have all five of them. We all have different color bracelets, and we also have T-shirts. So those T-shirts are always at our shows, and you can buy those online as well. So just check it out, im5band.com, and there's bracelets, and I think T-shirts are on there as well. But to the fans, just if you come out to one of our shows, it's always a lot of fun, and we always talk to you guys and take pictures, so you will not be disappointed.
Hey, Dana, did you ever perfect your head spins? I noticed on your interview on your website you said you started out doing head spins.
Well, actually, I never did head spins. I did head slides specifically.
Oh, head slides. Well, it was some
dance
with head.
You got to get right, man. No,
you
got
to be careful of that, though, because you can crack your neck. I used to break dance, too, so I know how dangerous it is. But did you ever perfect the head slide then?
No. No. I was, like, 6 down in my basement, and I had carpet floor. So I used to get, like, brush burns on my forehead. So, no, I didn't perfect it. I failed miserably.
Ouch. Well, we'll be hoping to see you maybe perfect that on one of your performances coming in the future. All right, guys.
Thanks.
Well, can you do me a favor and, you know, Easy Way Broadcasting, the Easy Show, Easy, just something with Easy. I'd love to see your skills just off the top of your head harmonize, come up with a cool little theme of the Easy Way, the Easy Show, Easy Launch, whatever you want to say with Easy, but just have Easy Way Broadcasting there. Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting. Can you do me that favor?
All right, here we go. We're just going to say the Easy Way. All in harmonizing, and we're going to do it. Here we go.
Easy way. Easy way.
Wait, redo. All right, Dolphin started off.
Yeah, do an easy way rap.
Oh, okay. Here, we'll do an easy way rap. Oh, here we go. Three lines.
One, two, three, four.
You're listening to the easy way. Listen to it. Oh, every day with IM5 and Eric Zule.
Oh. Oh, man. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's that.
Thanks, man. Thank you so much for everything.
Well, you know, before I let you guys go, and the audience is clapping in the background there, before I let you guys go, I wanted to call a friend of mine real quick. Her name is Roz Taylor Jordan. She actually is the supervising casting director for a lot of big shows like America's Got Talent and things like that. She works with Fremantle USA, and she just wanted to say hi to you guys real quick. Do you have some time for me to call her really quick?
Yeah. Our manager said we had to wrap it up soon, but we can say what's up.
All right, I'm going to call her right now. I appreciate it. But, yeah, I know you guys are on your way. You got, what, 7 interviews scheduled today?
Yeah, we have a lot.
Must be a hectic schedule. Wow, if she doesn't pick up, I'm going to, like, fall over. She's been wanting to talk to you guys, and she's
crazy.
Hi,
it's Rog. I can't make it to the phone right now. Please leave your name, telephone number.
Never mind. So, okay, well, I want to invite you guys to my birthday. It's coming up on March, and it's going to be awesome. A lot of celebrities. Everybody in Hollywood's going to be there. Personally, I want to invite you guys as my VIP guests. I hope you can make it.
Awesome. Thanks for the invite. Talk to Evan.
I will. Evan's my man. I'm going to be talking to Evan about a lot of cool stuff. So I'm looking forward to setting up a lot of other cool stuff with you guys. So before I let you go, please promote to the fans all your Twitters, personally, whatever you want to say to all your Fivers that are listening and all the Easy Way supporters.
Okay. Well, with our Twitters and websites and everything, you can go to im5band.com. Like I said, there's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Tumblr, everything's there. And we update where we're going to be, our next performances, and we always post videos. That's where you can check out everything. And just to all the fans, we just want to say we love you and thank you for all the support that you guys always give us. And hopefully someday in the future you get to make it out to one of our shows and have some fun.
Definitely. Well, hey, guys, IM5, this was the group right there. They are supported by Radio Disney. They're making big moves. They are nothing like One Direction. They are just IM5. Remember that. I got scolded by Dalton last time. So, all right, guys, hey, congratulations on all your success. Looking forward to more in the future, and we'll catch you later. Thanks for doing it the easy way and being on the show.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, bro.
No problem.
Bye. Bye-bye. All right, guys, so we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and that was I Am 5 on Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and we'll be right back.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303. Join the 500,000 Twitter followers who have discovered Eric Zulli's newest project, Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTVNetworks.com on Blog Talk Radio. Find the most up-to-date info on his show, Easy Talk, which airs every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time by following his Twitter site at Easy Way Broadcast and at Eric Zulli. EZ connects listeners with their favorite celebrities and Hollywood insiders who are doing it the easy way. And you can, too. Talk to Eric during the show at 914-338-1303.
All right, guys, we're back. It's Easy Talk. I am Eric Zulli, the Hollywood It Guy, doing it the easy way, and this is Easy Talk on Blog Talk Radio, powered by WTV Networks. I hope you enjoyed that interview. I hope I got some cool questions out there, and you guys can follow IM5Band on Twitter, IM5Band. Shout-outs to Eben for supporting and bringing the group on and always supporting the easy way. And I hope you guys enjoyed that little easy way rap. But keep your eye on these kids, man. I'm telling you, these kids are really making some strong power moves. It's pretty awesome what they're doing. They got some really hefty, cool things happening, and it's what they have coming up. You guys should really research them. They are seriously the next popular pop star boy band ready to hit like crazy. And again, shout outs to Shane Sparks for inviting me to see the Ochoa Boys. I saw them on stage, but this should show you guys something. I had no idea who these guys were, and I took the initiative to make sure that I went and I introduced myself to the manager for IM5, and I was with Shane Sparks, so I told him that we have a show and the kind of what we're doing, and I pitched myself, but I didn't really pitch myself. I just kind of made sure that I made that opportunity happen for myself. And I want to tell you guys that if you ever have an opportunity, if you're ever in a situation, if you're ever around anybody, and you're thinking, oh man, should I introduce myself, or should I give my card, or should I do something to progress your career forward, the answer is yes! The answer is yes. Do not seize that opportunity. That's all I got to say, is because you're going to be in some opportunities. I can tell you some stories I've had, man. Like, for instance, the co-founder of E! Entertainment, Larry Namer. This is a great story I like to throw out there. I was at an event. My friend Dave Gorman invited me to his event, and there was a gentleman. He told me that was the co-founder of E! Entertainment, and I was a little nervous. E! Entertainment, come on now. You know, E! Entertainment Television, that's one of the biggest networks. And so, but I knew that I had to get that interview. And I knew that I had to come across some way. Here's another piece of advice, guys. You always want to come across, be different. Be yourself. Don't ever try to impress too much. Just be yourself. And that's what I did. I walked up and I was myself, and I said, "Hey, Larry, you know, my friend Dave told me about you, and it's an honor to meet you, and I'm an up and coming host. I have a show, I have this, I have that, I have a channel, and I'm really trying to say following in footsteps like yours, and I'd love to have my audience hear a little bit of your goals and your success and your struggles and things like that." And by the way, I apologize we couldn't get into the struggles, and there's a lot of other questions I wanted to get into with IM5, but didn't have enough time. But keep following us, because we're going to be doing a lot of stuff with them. But anyway, back to Larry. So I just went for it. And you know what? The guy was really, really cool. And he goes, "Okay, you know, where do you want to do it?" And if you go on YouTube and you search Larry Namer interview, Eric Zulli, anything like that, you will see the first original interview I did with him on the street when I first met him. And the follow-up of that was miraculous. I made sure that I continued to try to follow up. I sent him an email. I said, "Here's the interview." Well, I didn't send him an email. I obviously sent my friend Dave, and he put it to him, and I just was very persistent. And then what actually ended up happening, I got invited again to a mansion party, and Larry was there again. And so he remembered me from the interview. He was really nice. And that was the day that I actually got his cell phone number, and I actually was able to keep in touch with him. And he said he really liked my interview. He thought I was good. He liked what I'm doing. And if I ever, you know, I told him I'd love to chat with you. I'd love to learn. I'd really love to learn from you. And said, hey, here's my info. Don't give it to anybody, but you know, yeah, give me a call if you have any questions and stuff. And that was really an awesome situation in my life. And there's many other opportunities and stories I'll tell you guys, and just keep tuning in to Easy Talk and Easy Way Broadcasting. And you know, it's just amazing the what happens when you guys really pursue your dreams, you know, your dreams and stuff. I mean, we got some things happening today. We're going and we're meeting with a pretty established investor guy, and you know, people are starting to approach us from social media. I mean, a lot of social media is key. It's really key, and if you don't have it, get it. If you're not using it, use it. Because if you think that my success, having an award named after myself, I'm congressionally recognized by Brad Sherman from Congress, I have an award. I gave Larry Namer, actually, my award from the co-founder of E! Entertainment. I have a lot of things happening, and it was all persistence with social media. I built and developed my own career, and also the team. The team is really, really, really important. You have to have the right team behind you, and you're gonna go through people, but eventually it will click, and you will find that team that really legitimately supports you, and each person has their role, and they want to see the whole thing just develop, and they want to develop with it. Don't work with those people that you feel if you feel any type of using thing, if you feel like people are using you for any way, and it's not like a team effort, and it's not for the good of the whole company or whatever you're trying to grow, you can't work with those people. I'm telling you, I've gone through so many of them, and they seem, that people will seem like they really want to work with you and they want to help you and this and that, but everybody's out for themselves. There's very, very few, and you have to test people. You really do. You have to test them. I'm telling you guys right now, my best advice is if you find the right team around you, when you start finding the right team, the stuff that builds around that, that's what really develops, and you'll start seeing your career progress. Don't get caught up in the Hollywood barter trade, he said, she said stuff, the hating stuff, whatever. Just keep focusing on your goal particularly. And make goals. Write them down. Make goals for yourself, and figure out what you want to do. Me, myself, I do too much, and I'm actually figuring out department heads and people that can run certain things, and I'm blessed for my team because I probably wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my team. So if you guys like the whole Easy Way movement, again, you can follow it at E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y on Twitter. You can go to Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, and you can go to HollywoodItGuy.com. That's my blog. That's where we're going to post everything. We're going to post a ton of really cool pictures. We're actually going to an event tonight with the former CFO of the NFL. And that was an invite from my friend Cletus, who actually is dating that particular individual. And now she runs some big company that works with, you know, that owns American Idol or something like that. And this the level of people that I'm starting to meet with now, the people I'm talking to, and the types of phone calls has progressed. And it's from keeping up with it and not ever giving up. Like, I remember I was at a seminar, and somebody that trained Tony Robbins or something like that, like some really, really, really major people that were obviously speaking, one of the questions was, how do you be successful? How are you successful? If you could just sum it up real short, what would you say? And this gentleman, I can't remember his name, but he walked up there, and he's like, never give up. And then he goes and sits down. And they ask the question, they're like, well, is there anything else you can say? You know, is there any other advice you can give us? He gets back up, walks to the podium, and changes his voice tone. Never give up. So what I'm just trying to say is just keeping at it. No matter, I don't care if it takes you 20 years. Eventually, you will get there. You'll do what you want to do. And the tougher it gets, me personally, I speak to God, and I talk, and I ask for strength. That's what I do. any, you know, anybody that whatever you appreciate and you worship and you support, however you do it, have something that motivates you. That's really, really important. And it's just an awesome feeling when you start seeing the development and whatnot. But again, guys, you listen to Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Talk, every Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thanking Blog Talk Radio featuring us. That's really awesome. We are a featured channel or featured station on Blog Talk Radio. We're like top 50. And there's many, 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 many members. It's over a million. And shout out to Blog Talk, by the way, by the new design and all the new stuff that they've done. Check it out if you don't know about it. And so I want to start hearing people's success stories. Start calling us up at 914-338-1303 every Friday. Talk to me, and I want to hear one of your success stories. 914-338-1303. In fact, we have one of our best fans, favorite fans. We have Victoria that's anxiously been on the line, and we're going to go ahead and grab her in really quick. Miss Victoria, how are you enjoying the show?
Yes, of course. I always enjoy your show, Eric.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you. So I want to hear one of your success stories. What's the best success story that you had this year or last year?
This year, I talked about it on same show last week. I got signed to Interface.
All right. Congratulations.
Yeah, and because of you and Shane, I've got the opportunity to talk to a lot of great people.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad the Easy Way movement was able to open some doors for you.
Yeah, you guys, I got to speak to, like, Kaya Jones and Jessica Curry.
Can barely hear you. Where'd you go?
Okay, I've got to talk to, like, Kaya Jones, Vanessa Curry of the Pussycat Dolls, David Fernandez Jr., a lot of people. So, and they followed me on Twitter. Baby Back. So, yeah.
Awesome. So what you're saying is the Easy Way movement does kind of work a little bit. You're meeting some cool people, huh?
Yeah, definitely. And I hope that when I get to L.A., I get to meet you and Shane.
Well, we love it. We're actually going to be opening up some really cool opportunities with some shows and stuff we're working on. And me and Vanessa are working on a lot of cool projects. And me and Shane are working on a lot of cool projects. And you're going to see a lot of awesome stuff. And, in fact, we'd love to invite you, since you've been such a loyal fan. You've been so supportive. We'd love to invite you. And this is a very private event, actually. But my birthday coming up in March. If you're able to get out there, you are more than welcome to come. And I'm going to be filming and shooting my TV show, my pilot.
When is it?
Can't tell you yet. But you I'd say mid-March. Just plan on mid-March, around there.
Okay. Oh my God. I'm about to cry.
Well, we appreciate you. So, but hey, thank you so much for calling in. We're gonna get to a couple of things, and we got to get to Pat Schiff. Actually, Pat Schiff is. The National Enquirer, you know, you guys know every Friday we do the Hollywood 411, the Hollywood Secrets, and she's got a doozy today. Woo! So it's a pre-recording, actually, so I'm going to go ahead and put that on. But we love you, Victoria. Thank you for all the support.
No problem.
Alrighty. Alright, guys, so we're going to go ahead and pop Patricia Ship on after a word from these messages and this support here, and we're going to throw on that Easy Way support, and then we get to listen to Pat Ship from the National Enquirer. Ooh, her gossip is so fun.
Life is hard, but I'll roll the easy way. Life is hard, but I'll roll the easy way. Life is hard, but I'll roll the easy way. Life is hard, but I'll roll the easy way.
I'm Aubrey O'Day, and I'm doing it the easy way.
I'm attorney Gloria Allred, and I'm doing Hollywood the easy way.
What up, y'all? It's your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood, and guess what? I'm doing it the easy way, you're doing it the easy way, all of us are doing it the easy way.
Hi, I'm Larry Namer, co-founder of E! Entertainment Television, now president of Meitong Development Group, which works mainly in China. I really wanted to say a few words about Eric Zuli, or EZ, as a lot of people know him. I just want to say, Eric, keep up the dedication, the perseverance, and the creativity. You're helping to change the media world.
Jake Busey, I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Oba Babatunde here, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Shifty from Crazy Town, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Yo, this is Ray J, and it's all about doing it the easy way.
Hey, this is Brady Connell. I'm the executive producer of Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and I've decided to do Hollywood the easy way.
Hello, I'm Tatiana Ali, and I do Hollywood the easy way.
Hi, I'm Sally Kirkland, and I'm doing it the easy way.
Hey, Hollywood It Guy here. Follow me on Twitter, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y, Eric Zuli. If you want to know how to make money on the internet and you want to be promoted the easy way, you got to check out TheEasyShow.com, TheWTV.com, and HollywoodItGuy.com. We're helping those celebrities interact with their fans, the fans interact with the celebrities, showing you the hot Hollywood content. So, hey, come do it the easy way. Check us out.
Guys, so that's a little bit of our support. So we're going to go ahead and pop on Patricia Shipp. She is the lead reporter of the National Enquirer, and she's got some gossip for us. What's up, Patricia? Easy Way Broadcasting, guys. You listen to Easy Talk, and we have more Hollywood secrets for you. Oh, God, we got Pat Shipp. Pat, are you there? Hello, Pat.
Yes, I am, darling. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Can't wait to hear all the gossip. What you got for us this week?
Okay. We're going to start with American Idol. You know, it's they're still doing the auditions, but, you know, there's always, you know, done ahead of time. So there's always people that have been accepted already. So they're top 40. There's a guy called Curtis C.J. Finch Jr. Now, he's a gospel singer, but you're going to die. You're going to die, Eric. This guy, back in 2010, was singing a different tune, trying to sell a laptop computer that he had stolen from a fellow church choir member. You know, he was actually, they were getting ready to go on, you know, to perform as a choir. So before the choir went on, you know, how all the people leave their bags and stuff behind the scenes. And you would think it'd be safe with fellow church members. Well, he actually took, a computer. It was an Apple, a 1500 Apple MacBook computer from another choir student. And then he tried to sell it to a different student for $700. And that person, you know, thank goodness, went and spilled the beans on him. So he was actually arrested, and he had to pay restitution, and he had to pay fines of $1,800. But it's just amazing. He's on TV singing, you know, gospel music and, you know, going to church services and stole, you know, a computer from a fellow student. So it's really quite shocking. So I'm also going to tell you about Lance Armstrong. Now, what I didn't even know until we did this story is that Lance Armstrong was adopted. He was not his, and he was on TV with Oprah asking for another chance for people to forgive him, but he would not forgive his biological father, who was Eddie Gunderson. Eddie left his family when Lance was a child, a baby, a toddler, and his mother remarried, and his stepfather adopted him. But Lance would not forgive his stepfather, so unfortunately, his father died on June 25th, 2012, at age 59. He had contracted a virus, and he died. So he always prayed that his son would forgive him, and he didn't. So his stepmother talked to the Enquirer. Her name is Rebecca Gunderson, and she told us that she is furious with Lance because he's on TV begging for another chance, but then he would not give his father another chance. It's kind of hypocritical, you know, and that's why a lot of people have a problem because it just doesn't seem sincere. Now, the last story I have is Britney Spears, who just broke up with her boyfriend Jason, and she's flipping out a little bit. You know, Britney's father had to step in, Jamie Spears, and be her surrogate in a way, and be her, you know, legal sponsor to look after her. And so now that she's broken up with Jason, they're really worried about her going off the deep end again. I know people remember when she went to this barbershop and just completely shaved her head because she was just going through a lot of emotional problems. So we want to just have a shout-out to Britney saying, hang in there, you know, and just, you know, get yourself together. And hopefully, you know, that all this will pass soon and she'll be back on the straight and narrow because Britney's a lovely girl. And very sweet, and, you know, your life should not be defined by the guy you're with. You know, she has talent, she has it going on, she's still a young woman, she has two beautiful kids with Kevin Federline, and just keep it moving, Brittany. You know, the right guy will come along, it's going to be okay. And this is all I have right now, but the Enquirer will be on sale is on sale right now. So pick it up and read the full story. And this is Pat Chip with the National Enquirer.
That's awesome. And you mentioned Britney Spears. I actually met Britney Spears leaving, I believe it was her, somebody from some sort of office. She's walking by, and I was in the building, and I'm with a friend, and she literally walks by me by herself, and I'm walking, and I'm like,
you know, she's a very sweet girl. She's a Southern girl. She's very sweet.
She is, and so I, being a networker I am, I'm like, okay, and I turned back around, went through the door, and she was, like, right around the corner, right behind, like, on the side of some pillars, and she was having a cigarette. So and she's by herself, Britney Spears, by herself. So I walk over to her, and I was like,
she really is.
She is a total sweetheart, and she is short. Oh, my gosh, is she small? She's a tiny little cute thing. But, so, yeah, and I had a cool conversation with her, and we talked for about 45 minutes, and we kind of got to know each other a little bit.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yep, and then I had to mention the word TV, and she booked faster than I've seen the, you know, it was like the Roadrunner on speed.
Yeah, she did. You know, she gets very, you know, because people, you know, have told a lot of personal business about her. They've really, so she gets scared very easily, and that's why she's afraid to start dating anybody now, because she's afraid they're going to, you know, call and tell about, you know, their dates and stuff. I mean, it's just really a shame. She can't trust anybody, but she really is a sweetheart, and I just hope she understands that it's nice to have a partner in your life, but they shouldn't define you. So,
if anybody ever meets Britney Spears, don't ever mention anything that has to do with media, and you'll be fine. All right,
yeah,
thanks,
exactly.
Guys. So you just listened to Pat Shipp, Hollywood Secrets on Easy Talk. Thank you so much for joining in, and we will catch you next time. Yes. That was a pre-recording, so I thought I'd throw the time in there. Alright, yes, so you guys listen to Easy Talk. Hope you're enjoying it. That was Hollywood Secrets, the Hollywood 401 by the National Enquirer, the lead reporter, actually, of the National Enquirer. She broke pretty much, like, all the big stories on National Enquirer, from what I heard, allegedly. I don't know, but I know she broke a lot of big ones. Alright, so the next thing I want to talk about, guys, is I actually am now one of the celebrity Hollywood hosts for ActorsReporter.com. Check it out, ActorsReporter.com, Actors Entertainment. It's a really big media outlet / kind of agency / like everything for actors. It's amazing. So make sure you check out ActorsReporter.com. Click on Meet Your Hosts and look for your boy EZ, because I will be doing many, many interviews with them and a lot of cool stuff for Actors Entertainment and Actors Reporter. That's a good little gig for me. It's awesome. So if anybody is looking to get some interviews, hit my agent up, Tina Truman, and go to info@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's really cool. I also am a columnist for Tightrope Magazine. I am a columnist for Washington Times, and I work with Rock This Magazine. And I work with Fan TV, and I work with WTV Networks and Hollywood It Guy and The Easy Show and The Easy Way, and it goes on and on and on. I work with a lot of people, and I'm an interviewer. A lot of people call me, like, the next strongest viral interviewer. So if you want to be interviewed by me and do it the easy way, hit us up, info@easywaybroadcasting.com. I am just doing my thing in Hollywood, having a blast, and hopefully you guys enjoy, as Jackie says on her show on Thursday, my crazy life, only it's the easy way after it. So, yeah, a lot of cool stuff happening, guys. Just keep following, keep supporting, and also subscribe. You know, please subscribe, post your comments. Love the love. And we have a lot of YouTube channels. You can check out What You Need TV, which has covered everything from the Emmys, the Grammys, the Academy Awards, to all the music videos. We covered the behind the scenes of 3-6 Mafia, Lolly Lolly. We actually have a lot of stuff that actually nobody has. So make sure you check that out. Go to What You Need TV, 3-6 Mafia, Lolly Lolly. You see a lot of cool stuff. You'll see Akon. You'll see Snoop Dogg. You'll see T.I. You'll see a ton of content, man. I've been to a ton of music videos with a ton of red carpets. We have Megan Fox. We have Brad Pitt. We have Angelina Jolie. We have everybody. So make sure you check out that network. What You, with the letter U, What You Need TV. And then also my YouTube channel, where I'm just doing my thing on red carpets. So usually getting a lot of behind the scenes and cool interviews that people don't get, which is Eric Zuley, ERICZULEY on YouTube. Subscribe, check it out. We posted a lot of cool stuff on IM5, so and you can go to our commercials. We just made Easy Way Broadcasting on YouTube. Easy Way Broadcasting, you see the commercials we're putting out for these interviews, and you'll see a lot of cool interviews and pictures and photo shoots and things, and just a lot of cool behind the stuff, behind the scenes in Hollywood. And I'm also a blogger, too. And I love hearing your stories. And if you have content, you know, hit me up. Follow me on Twitter. Keep in touch. Hit me on Facebook, Hollywood It Guy. We also have a group on Facebook, Hollywood The Easy Way. It's a group. It interacts you with the fans. And, you know, this is a podcast. This is a show. And we love helping the fans interact with celebrities. We love interacting celebrities with celebrities. We love connecting the dots. That's our thing. It's a lot of fun, and we do it well. And you'll hear tons of people. I mean, the people we have coming on. Let's talk about the people we have coming on this month, man. This month is incredible. We have now, allegedly, again, it's not in contract, and it's tough to mess with the MMA. If you guys know mixed martial arts, well, the MMA, we're supposed to have one of the founders slash one of the main promoters. He is the man when it comes to MMA. He knows all the MMA fighters, from Hoyce Gracie to Rampage Jackson to Tito Ortiz to Shamrock and all those guys. He knows all those guys, and we're supposed to be having a lot of them coming on and asking them questions. And we also want your questions, too. So if you like any of the guests we have coming on, you like any of the affiliations that we have, any of the stuff we do, we want to hear from you and want to give you your chance to interact with Hollywood. So email us at info at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. Follow Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, and we're always looking for what you got. So, yeah, when we have some Disney stars coming up in March. We have Boo Boo Stewart, I believe. We have Fievel. We have Zach Callison from Sophia the First and a bunch of other stuff. We have Kenton Duty from Shake It Up, which is, he plays Gunther with Tinka, if you guys watch the show. We have, I mean, just tons and tons of people. We're always going to constantly be interviewing and doing things the easy way. And the cool thing, too, about this podcast, guys, especially this show, is everything that you're hearing, I promise you, you will probably be seeing on my blog, HollywoodItGuy.com, or TheEasyShow.com, or TheWTV.com, or the YouTubes, or the Twitter. I mean, if you follow the Twitter, you'll see everything, but you will be seeing a lot of what we do because we like to follow the progression of celebrities and of even producers. A good friend of mine who is actually one of the executive producers of I Am Legend with Will Smith is going to be coming on talking to us about a lot of the advice and struggles and the stuff as a producer. We've had tons of guests from Rupert Hitzig, which was created The Last Dragon with Berry Gordy from Motown. If you guys remember that movie, he was one of our guests. We've had Sam Beard on, which is the founder of the Jefferson Awards with Jacqueline Kennedy, which is actually receiving my award coming up in July. We've got a great award ceremony coming up. That is another thing that I do is I'm always looking for people to honor that are making a good difference and making noise the easy way. They have to have an international presence. They have to have an international reach. They have to have helped a certain amount of charities. There are stipulations. Shout out to the Multicultural Motion Picture Association for providing that opportunity and the City and County of Los Angeles for signing off and supporting. And if you have any guests, you know, tweet me. If there's anybody you want me to approach maybe that you want to hear interviewed and you want to hear some things the easy way, hit me up, EIC ZULEY. I will personally hit them up, or Easy Way Broadcasting. We will hit them up. I'm sorry, Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, and we will hit them up, and we will approach them just for you guys, and then hit us up with your questions, and just so much fun. So let's talk about my birthday. Woo, it's going to be fun about that. We have commitments from Steven Schuyler. He's actually one of the Gold Rangers on the Power Rangers, and he's been on my show many, many times. You guys, you'll see him doing some support for Easy Way Broadcasting on YouTube. We have him. He's committed to perform. He has a band called Secret Sky. They're amazing. He's from Thailand. He's just look him up, Steven Schuyler. He's an actor, and he's an amazing musician. He said he'd perform. We have other bands. We have R&B singers. We have dance. Shane Sparks said he'll get involved and support. He's got his group, The Dolls, his other group, Ochoa Boys. There's just so much affiliation, so it's going to be such a cool Hollywood event. Woo, it's going to be fun, and it's going to be mid-March, and we are going to hopefully be broadcasting that live, or we'll definitely be posting it for you, letting you guys see the ins and outs. I want to shout out Mallory Jackson for being our editor and supporting us. She's part of the team. She's done an awesome, awesome job. So if you like a lot of the newest and the most previous videos and commercials and things like that, that's Mallory Jackson. So make sure you follow her on Twitter. Search her Mallory, M-A-L-L-O-R-Y, Jackson, and she's a great supporter. And then also Gregory A. Lewis. We want to shout out Kevin T. Robinson for introducing us to Gregory A. Lewis. If you need production, he is our production guy. This guy has an HD camera, a really nice photo camera, photography. He does editing. He's on it. He's on point, and he's actually one of the now associate, in training pretty much to be one of the associate producers and editors and chiefs of WTV Networks, which is on YouTube as well, WTV Networks. We just got back from an event with Razan. You can go to Razan Music if you want to check her out. She's one of the spokesgirls, music girls for Monster Products, and she's with some very good people in the industry. Her music is amazing, and so we covered that. We got a lot of great interviews with stars that they're doing movies with Vince Vaughn and up-and-coming artists, and even my man Steve LoBel. If you guys want to go on thewtv.com, you can check out an interview I did with Steve LoBel, which is a veteran in the industry. He was just on Millionaire Matchmaker, I believe it was, and he's just making moves, and he gave me a great shout-out, great endorsement, and we've known each other. We've been going back and forth. You know, he's got a brand called We Working, and I got a brand called The Easy Way, and we've been supporting each other for a long time. So, and he's also a guy that could change lives and make moves and make things happen. So make sure you follow Steve LoBel on Twitter and you check out his interview. And we have an interview with Dave Patton, which is an actor that's doing a big movie with Vince Vaughn coming up. And there's a lot of cool info on that if you guys like Vince Vaughn. We have an interview coming out soon with Razan. We're going to show her music video. We're going to be showing really cool clips. She's 18, guys, 18, and she's making power moves. And she's got a beautiful voice, really beautiful, sexy look. Make sure you check that out, you follow that. And you know, our team is we're here. If you want to get branded, if you want to get promoted, if you want to have advice, if you want to get out there the easy way, we have a team of over 17 people pretty much in our company now. We're going to be doing a lot of great stuff. Hit us up, you know, hit us up for a consultation. And info at easywaybroadcasting.com. You can also go to LinkedIn, look up Eric Zuli, and just Google me, guys. You know, I'm just making moves, making some power moves. And we have shout-outs from, as you heard earlier previously in the show, and we have shout-outs from a lot of celebrities and producers and a lot of people that do endorse our movement. And, you know, and thank you to all the fans, all the supporters, everybody, you know, all 512,000 followers on Twitter that is supporting and following the movement. And by the way, guys, I do get all your tweets, I get all your DMs, and I do my best to get back to everybody. And it may be a month later, but eventually I will get back to you. And I got a tear in my eye when I get the support I have. And you know, we do what we do for you guys, so we appreciate everything. And stay tuned. This is a little bit of a possibility. There may be some stuff with IM5. And their wristbands going on with the store that we're involved in, and you guys will be able to go and get my hats and IM5's wristbands pretty soon. We'll be giving info on that. And, man, we're just having so much fun. So check out all the shows, you know, check out all the shows on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and pretty soon we're going to be doing a new show on Monday. And it's every day anywhere from 2 to 4. Every show is basically 2 and 3, except for Sundays, it's 4. So follow the movement, like the page, Easy Way Broadcasting, and, man, if you like sports and music, Tuesday's your day. If you like celebrity gossip or if you're an artist, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday's is a funny show on Thursday with Jackie's Vita Loca. And she actually threw a lot of good advice. You should check out her previous show, the show right before mine. If you are an actor and you're listening right now, if you are an actor, you have to listen to that show, because they had professional agents, they had professional casting people, they had all the secrets of headshots and how to go into an audition and what not to do and what to do and everything about the acting. They're really being real. They're telling you a lot of stuff that a lot of people don't tell you. And that's the cool thing about Easy Way Broadcasting, is we will provide you guys shows and vehicles that really give you real information and kind of protect you from a lot of these people that will come and try to, it's called do the payola thing and exploit and basically try to get your money. So you got to be careful of some of these cockroaches that are in Hollywood and step around them, or, you know, just don't go around them because they're bad bugs. But basically, guys, there's a lot of cool shows, and we do give a lot of cool information. And I just do a lot of cool interviews and stuff. So check it out, HollywoodItGuy.com. We're posting tons of blogs, and, man, do we have some cool information coming up. A lot of awesome things. And I'm doing blogs, too. I'm going to start doing more regular blogs at least once a month about the whole Easy Way movement. And I'm looking for people to support. So come support me. Follow me, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. And thank you so much, guys. I love you guys. It's Easy Talk. I'm going to play a little bit of music here because I'll tell you the truth. I got to get a bottle of water. My throat's kind of killing me here. And I know you guys are probably like, man, how does this guy talk? He doesn't shut up. There's no air whatsoever. He just talks and talks and talks. Well, I'm a freestyler. That's what I do. I talk. And hopefully you're laughing while I talk because I can talk forever, and it's just quite funny. And I am going to play some music now. And, again, what's my show? What's the name of my show? Tweet me. I'm just kidding. And this music I'm going to be playing, actually, is by my boy Maurice Egger. And if there's any freestylers out there, you know, bust the flow. You know, call me up. Let's bust the flow together. 914-338-1303. Yeah, this is called We Cool by Mo Egger, NBA star, former NBA star. Now he's a producer. All right. Yeah, Easy Talk. Did I just do what I think I did? I think I did. Oh, man, that was so good. Are you kidding me? I just had the music go out. You know, believe it or not, guys, I think that I just busted a freestyle. It was really good. I don't think it will ever be any better. And I had my stupid phone on mute. So you guys just heard music. And I was just like, I was just going off here. I was going off here in the studio. And I'm going to have to do it again. Oh, I wasn't even live. I can't believe that. It was so perfect. No. All right, well, if anybody raps, call up. You know, hang out with me. 914-338-1303. Okay. Oh, my God, I can't believe I just did that. I got my friends here like, dude, that was tight. Oh, okay. Man, I can't believe that. Man, whew. Oh, my God. Man, I guess I got to do this again. I was freestyling about I Am 5 Band. I'm kind of pissed now because I was freestyling with my lips. I was getting down, but it's all good. It was an interview, and I was reminiscing about the times that I Am Band goes through. And Bella Thorne, yo, that's what you have to do. It's a new music video that just came out. No doubt. Shake it up. That's the show. That's what it's all about. Nizzy channel, it's understandable. I am the man, they call me Easy. You see me on What You Need TV. Awesome, it's the radio. I got to let it go. It's a show. A show you gotta go to and listening to the band, aka the crew. I Am 5 Band. Yes, you see me. I'm in Hollywood and I got abilities, and I'm never gonna stop when it comes to networking. I'm working, and you know I'm surfing through all this stuff that comes about. It's all good because you know what? I know what I have to flow, and I know something I have to go with because you know I got the gift. On Easy Show, on Easy Way Broadcasting. The beats stop, but don't matter. I still keep rapping when the beats just come back in. And you guys need to call me up because I'm your friend. You know what I'm saying? Let's talk about how we be playing these beats and having some fun. Yo, I'm the man. You call me the one that's giving you all this advice. If you didn't hear it first, then listen to it twice. You know what I mean? Bella Thorne. Yo, I'm squeezing the horn so you guys are listening to what we're doing and I'm mixing it with my crew, all you guys on Twitter, and I'm here, and you know why I get quicker when I rap. I just flow, and I flow, when I go, and that's how I go. I have to throw, and I have to throw a show, and you didn't even know what I could do, the skills I possess. I'm like Moses, and you know why I don't stress, and then I change up my style, and I just freestyle, and I hope you guys are smiling at what I'm doing. Yo, I'm just cruising, having some fun, causing a radio illusion to all you guys, all my fans. Yo, because you know what? I am Fire Band. I appreciate you guys coming to my broadcast and launch. And you know what, man? You guys just did your thing. You did your songs. You did your bombs. You were like, man, Saddam. It was so cool because you blew it up. And I love what you did, and I just threw it up. They're in my hands. I was the kid. You guys were the kids. The adults, and I was the kid. Okay, I'm tired now. I'm just having fun. I hope you enjoyed that, guys. And it's Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Talk. Next time, I want someone to call me up and freestyle with me and have some fun. 914-338-1303. That's me, EZ, Easy Way Broadcasting. Call me up, 914-338-1303, every Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Yes, I hope you guys enjoyed my little rhyme there. So, yes, we did our thing with Easy Way Broadcasting and IM5 Band, and tomorrow, the next show, man, ooh, stay tuned for the next show. It's a mystery. I can't tell you, but it's going to be a hot popping show like champagne bottles and 50 Cent. It's going to be hot at a party. Yeah, definitely. So, thanks for hanging out with us, guys. Easy Talk. I'm your man, Easy, Eric Zuli. Come hang out with me. If you ever see me anywhere in Hollywood, say what's up. I'll give you an autograph and picture, all that stuff. Nah, I'm just kidding. But I will, if you want one. Definitely. So, hey, I'm Easy. Easy Talk. That's what you're just listening to. And thank you for everybody and everybody's support. I hope you guys enjoyed the interview. I hope you guys enjoyed the insightful fun that I tried to give you. And Blog Talk Radio, you rock. Thank you for all your support and featuring us and everything that you do. And stay tuned tomorrow for Mr. Shane Sparks. This is his favorite beat, so I'm going to pop this on behind me. Mr. Shane Sparks, Planet Dance. Make sure you check it out because this guy is taking over the dance world. Mark my words when I say this. See? Yeah, you got that. It's a siren. See, he's killing it. But, yeah, Shane Sparks is taking over the dance world. Make sure you tune in 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time tomorrow, 2 p.m., Shane Sparks, Planet Dance. Remember that name, Planet Dance. It's going to get real big, real quick, real soon. Shane has a couple projects coming out. I can't talk about it. I'll let him do it. But trust me, do not sleep on Shane. He's taking over the dance world, and he's a good friend of mine. I probably call him a friend, almost like a brother, brother from another mother. And he's got some awesome things happening. So listen to his show. Tune in, support him, follow my Twitter, SPARKS5678. And tweet me. Tell me what you guys think about my rap. I know it's the first one was better, man. God dang it. The first one was so good. I had it on mute. But it's all good. Hey, guys, I hope you enjoyed it. This is Easy Talk. Yes, Easy Way Broadcasting. Tell your friends about me, please. Eric Zuli, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y. Tell them about the movement, HollywoodHitGuy.com. Tell it about the movement. Yeah, okay, so listen to Shane. He's my man, Shane, tomorrow, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Planet Dance. Tell your friends about the show Planet Dance. All you gotta do, let's just talk about what you gotta do. It's so simple. Dial 914-338-1303 at 2 o'clock tomorrow. It's so simple. 914-338-1303, 2 o'clock tomorrow, and listen to the show if you're not around a computer. I'm so sick of hearing people say, I can't get around a computer. I can't, you know, I can't get on a cell phone. How can you not get on a cell phone and listen to a podcast? Like, you're stupid when you say that you can't do something because the word, I hate that word, can't. That doesn't exist in my vocabulary. You can listen to the show, and you will enjoy listening to the show, and you'll be glad that you listened to the show. So all you need to do is dial 914-338-1303, and you listen to Shane and his ability. It's freaking awesome. Planet Dance. And if not, you can go to easywaybroadcasting.com, and you can click on any of the upcoming shows, and you can listen to them. You listen to them on your phone. And we're going to be coming out with a website real soon, guys. EasyWayBroadcasting.com. It's going to be hot. All the hottest pictures, all the different happenings, everything going down with EasyWayBroadcasting.com, which is going to be linked with a lot of the powerful entities and a lot of the people that are supporting artists right now and films, a whole bunch of cool stuff. It's going to be linked to like 100 sites. It's going to be incredible. So EasyWayBroadcasting.com, you can subscribe, you can see all the updates. And each and every host that has a show is going to be able to update their own shows and kind of build their own fan base and really get directly with you. And it's just going to be an awesome network. So remember that. Easy, letter E, letter Z, EasyWayBroadcasting.com. We're coming out with Easy Way Broadcasting shirts. We're coming out with Easy Way Broadcasting little bracelets and dog tags and a whole bunch of cool stuff. So tell your friends. Tell everybody. Pump it out there. Easy Way Broadcasting. And you're going to hear more about it. Lots and lots of cool things happening. So EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's the dealio. That's the dealio. Yes, sir. EasyWayBroadcasting.com. So, all right. My breath is almost done. I think I'm done. And hopefully if I'm done next, so there's like 9 more minutes, so I'm just trying to like keep on talking and talking until the time's up. I don't know who scheduled this for like an hour and a half. I'm like talking on over, my voice is killing me right now. But I'm just trying to do my thing and entertain, and woo, you have so much stuff happening. Woo, someone call me and talk to me or something, man. Someone say what's up. You know, I have to talk about this too. This was funny. This was hilarious. IM5 band was on about 205, 206. We had like 50 callers. And I apologize for not being able to answer any of the calls, guys, but we didn't have a lot of time because IM5 band's like scheduled for like 7 different interviews. But we had like 50 callers. And normally I get a lot of callers and whatnot too, but for some reason, I don't know, we're all IM5 band fans, you know, band fans. And it was like funny, the second that they dropped and they had to go, then all of a sudden, boop, 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 like all the fans gone, except for my girl Victoria. She always supports. But you don't know, man. You don't know what we're going to be doing for you guys. You should be a family man easy. Like, support your boy, you know? Hopefully you like me. I'm crazy and fun, whatever. But follow. And I just thought it was funny because it's just bloop, 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 bloop. I'm like, damn, I suck. No support. No, I'm kidding. But hey, Easy Talk, guys. Easy Way Broadcasting. It's going to be hot. A lot of cool stuff happening. We got projects up to yin yang. Films, TV shows, radio type of stuff. Things on network television. Things on blogs. Benefits, fundraisers. Just so much stuff happening. Follow the movement. And if you want to get on our mailing list, just go to info@easywaybroadcasting.com. Yes, so that's it. And you know what? I'm just going to cut the show a little short because my voice is actually really hurting me, honestly. But before I cut the show, I'm going to support my man Shane Sparks and one of the groups that he's working with, I believe. And man, this is a hot song. So tell us what you think about it, and I'm going to pop it on my show, Easy Talk. And this is one of Shane's groups. Where is it? I don't know the name. I apologize, guys. I don't know the name. But it is one of the groups that Shane Sparks works with. And tell us what you think. All right, here we go.
I like my day. I always get the news safe before they even hit the street. You better watch out for them haters. When they trying to take a peek, you gotta lace them up, treat them right, and take them on retreat. Red, yellow, blue, green, get my J's, match my jeans, styling out on the street. Girls be hating on me. I'm swagged up from my feet to my head and my knees. When I step up on the crowd, all you hear is, ooh-wee! And you mad cause your dude trying to take a look and see. I got some people lined up taking pictures with me. Can't be mad that my parents got good taste in my shoes. All they do is call them up and have them shipping from Peru.
I got them J's on my feet like, oh.
He ain't got them.
Like, oh.
He ain't got them.
Like, oh.
He ain't got them.
I got them J's on my feet like, oh.
He ain't got them.
Like, oh.
He ain't got them.
Like, oh.
He ain't got them.
I got them J's on my feet like, oh.
I got them J's. I got them.
I
I got my J's on, Machiavelli on, you know I'm smashing.
Ha.
Blue and white J's, you be saying that I'm magic. G-Y. I got on every J. Yeah, I think I'm important. I mismatch all my colors, yo, J's look boring. Stupid fruity swag with my orange through laces. Gray and silver strings, yeah, my J's got braces. All them other dudes buy their J's out of Macy's. Walk onto the stage, the amazement on their faces. Got them J's. You be like it, make you wanna take a picture. Take my J's on, well, my sister J's sicker. Pink and white swirl, but the shoe all gray, and we wear them all day. They like, hey, what you play? I got them J's.
You know, I just realized something too. All you listeners that called in earlier today, you are naughty. You are bad. Ooh, shame, shame. You calling on your cell phone. Because I completely forget that kids are in school around like 2 o'clock to 3 or 4 or whatnot. And I have fives actually homeschooled because they're too famous. They can't go to regular school. But kids, that was crazy how many callers that called in. But man, that's a fan base right there. So, but hey, the people that are listening to this archived, I want you guys to call in later on, but with permission from your parents, of course, and just be around, and it's going to be really, really cool. And so, once again, shout-outs to IM5 Band for coming on to the show today and supporting, and I apologize if we weren't able to ask other questions, tons of other stuff, but I think it was a pretty good interview. I think it was cool, and keep your eye on them, man. They're going to be doing a lot of cool stuff, and we're going to be setting up some cool stuff, hopefully, and not hopefully. I'm pretty sure we are going to be setting up some cool stuff, and man, just so much fun, guys. So, again, I want you guys to call us up and tell us your success stories. I want you to email us. I want you to tweet us. We want to talk about success stories. The next week or so, like this February, I'm going to talk about a lot of different success stories of other people. I want to talk about other people rather than myself and listen to other people's stories, definitely. And also, reminder, IM5 Band is going to be giving away pictures, signed autograph pictures, little wristband things that have lights in them that are really cool. They're about $5, almost $7 a piece or something like that. And also stickers, and they're going to be signing them. So if you call into Easy Way Broadcasting, if you follow – now here's the stipulation, though. You have to follow Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, Eric Zuley, E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y on Twitter, and IM5 Band on Twitter in order to be eligible. So, yes, they're going to be giving away some headshots, and they're going to sign them, and we're going to get you to IM5, do some really cool stuff. And who knows, maybe some tickets or something for their concerts or something really cool. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm friends with their manager, as you guys heard, and we're setting up some really cool stuff. So all the fibers out there, hopefully you become Easy Way supporters and you check us out. Thank you so much for listening. And all the Blog Talk Radio people. And by the way, I want to hear other Blog Talk Radio shows. Honestly, I want to hear other Blog Talk Radio shows. You know how YouTube, a lot of the YouTube channel partners, they like connect and they end up getting more views and they do a bunch of stuff and they kind of connect together. Why can't we do that with Blog Talk Radio? I'm going to start a trend here if nobody else has done it. If you are a Blog Talk Radio owner and you have a show, you have a radio station, you have anything, contact me. Let's make some things happen. You know what I mean? Like, hit me up. info@easywaybroadcasting.com. And hopefully, if you haven't fallen asleep, I know it's been a long show. If you're listening, info@easywaybroadcasting.com. I'd love to come on your show. You can come on my show or any of our shows, and we just keep it moving. And subscribe. Let's support each other, man. Let's totally support each other. That's how it rolls. Yeah, support. That's what it's all about. All right, guys, so you're listening once again. I'm really going this time, for real. I can't believe that my freestyle. Oh, I'm pissed. But okay, I'm really going this time, for real. Easy Talk every Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. HollywoodItGuy.com. The Easy Way. We got a movement. Check out Shane's show, 2 p.m. tomorrow, Saturday. And I do the show every Friday, man. So if you guys enjoyed it, you know, let me know. Tweet me. Love you guys. Easy Talk, HollywoodItGuy.com, Easy Talk, Easy Way Broadcasting. We are a celebrity podcast that helps celebrities interact with their fans. Really unique. 5 celebrity shows a week, 5 celebrity shows, and pretty soon to be 6. A lot of cool things. We're opening opportunities for artists, for actors, for dancers, for anything in the industry. There's definitely going to be some sort of opportunity happening with us. So, again, I'm your man, Eric Easy Zuli. Follow me with Easy Talk every Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Easy Way Broadcasting. That is the network. Love you guys. I'll see you guys or hear you guys next week.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.
Ah, you guys thought I was gone. Okay, so I'm going to play the song, actually, give you guys an idea of the new song, Can't Stay Away. Make sure you get it. Check it out. This is what IM5 Band, Bella Thorne from Disney Channel. Can't Stay Away. Make sure you go get it. I'm here.